There's a big chance that in 3 months, the Merit Systems Protection Board will have only one voting member. The three-member board is already down to one person, and chairman and member Susan Sway Grundman is going to leave when her term expires March 1st. That could bring up some challenges and a lot of uncertainty for the MSPB. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to discuss what this could all mean. Nicole, what does it mean?
So, like we said, her term expires March 1st, and they're already without one board member. So that would leave Mark Robbins as the only voting member to issue decisions on behalf of the board. So administrative judges would continue their work. Regional offices will continue their work. But if someone were to challenge one of the judges' decisions, as we have seen happen this past year, that would usually go through the board. And that petition for review can go through everyone else at headquarters except actually the board itself, in this case, this one person. So the one sitting member could actually tentatively vote on this appeal, but he couldn't actually issue an official decision that we would see, you know, in the public.
So a one-member board is essentially a non-functioning board.
Pretty much. So challenges to judge decisions would basically sit and wait until the board has at least one other member. So, you know, as we know right now, it's functioning with two people. Bill Wiley is an attorney and former chief counsel to the chairman of the MSPB. He's now the co-founder of the Federal Law Training Group. And he actually had a great story about a similar situation when the board had two members and the two members disagreed. This happened sometime during the Clinton administration.
A variation of this happened in 1993, and when I went and I came in with the new appointee board member as his chief counsel, and I knew because I'd worked there in the past that those cases were waiting somewhere, but I couldn't find them. And I looked around, and finally, I swear this is true, I found about 60 or 70 case files stacked in the shower that
Wow.
was in the front office. And that was the only space they could find to kind of put them out of the way where they wouldn't bother anybody. So they sat in the shower till President Clinton got a chance to name his board members.
Good thing he didn't take a shower.
Right, exactly. So Wiley says that come March, these cases will essentially sit in the equivalent of a shower. And Wiley says the board has about 1,000 cases a year these days, and that amounts to about 4 or 5 cases that they need to make decisions on a day. So they'll sit there and they'll stack up until new members come in. And when they do, it will take a little while for them to get up to speed. There are career attorneys who work for MSPB who've been at the agency for a while, and they'll help them with this backlog. I spoke with Deborah DiAgostino. She's a federal employment attorney at the federal practice. And for her part, her practice might not see a huge impact right away, since, again, these regional offices and administrative judges will still be able to do their work.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, and as you mentioned, this happened before quite a while ago. What else do we know about the history here?
So it's happened a few times. Wiley said that the last time this exact situation happened was in the late 80s. And at that time, the remaining board member attempted to make decisions on her own, but ultimately had to stop again because there was no one else to vote on these decisions. So you might ask, is this actually a possibility? Will this actually happen? And Wiley says it's pretty much inevitable. Because if you think about it, the president-elect has about 4,000 political appointees to name, as we've heard time and time again at this point. And two new members for the MSPB are probably not going to be top priorities for him right away. We're still getting cabinet names right now. Then we'll need names for the deputy secretaries and, you know, those other members to fill out the C-suite for some of these agencies. And even if President-elect Trump did name new board members before March 1st, they'll have to go through Senate confirmation. That'll take a while. The Senate's going to be busy enough with all of these confirmations. So Wiley predicts that we'll probably see an MSPB one-member board through midsummer or so.
So the question becomes, will the MSPB have a role as an agency in the future? Is it becoming simply irrelevant if people say, well, the world hasn't ended and they've only got one member?
Well, I think that what we've seen this past year is a lot of talk about the MSPB, probably more than we have in recent years. And that all comes down to what's been going on at the Veterans Affairs Department. But here's what we know. We know that the president-elect has spoken about his desire to fire poor performers in government in the past. It's an aspect of his 100-day plan, and he'll likely bring that business mentality that we've heard him talk about to his work in the White House. We have a Republican-controlled Congress and White House. Republicans have spent the past year attempting to change the disciplinary procedures for specifically employees and executives at the VA, but also all civilian employees. They've been doing this past year. None of those bills passed Congress, but I'm thinking specifically of the outgoing VA Committee Chairman Jeff Miller's Accountability and Appeals Bill. That bill said that senior executives who want to appeal a disciplinary decision actually would have to go through an internal board at the agency, and that would be made up of employees that the VA secretary would pick who would ultimately make those decisions. So no MSPB involved in that proposal.
Yeah, and that's really so antithetical to the way the MSPB works as a totally judicial, outside, independent counsel. If you're a troubled employee in the view of management and you are going before a board that management picked, you could have essentially a kangaroo court going.
Exactly. So that proposal has been out there. Rank and file VA employees in that proposal could still go to the MSPB. Another example, the Government Reform and Improvement Act. This would give agency secretaries the ability to fire employees for misconduct and poor performance more quickly. It puts them under that same timeline that VA executives have now that gives MSPB judges 21 days to issue a decision. But actually, as we've heard this past year, Attorney General Loretta Lynch has said that's unconstitutional, and the VA says it's no longer using that expedited firing process. So there are a lot of moving parts with this topic, and I've spoken to several experts in this field who all believe that we will see some sort of major change to hiring and firing procedures in 2017. Here's Wiley. He says this goes beyond just moving federal employees from Title V to Title 38 or somewhere else.
This is when you swing for the fences. My bet would be they will abandon this, get them out of Title V and put them in Title X, and, you know, this reducing the notice period from 30 days to 7 and cutting the board members out. I think that they've got the authority now to really reduce this thing from soup to nuts. And how far they'll go, you know, it's that's really hard to predict. But to me, the small things that you and I have talked about in the past are gone. That we're now at the cleanup hitter. This is, you know, this is the big time. And if there was ever a movement, there was a, you know, I think there was a bit of a movement before Mr. Trump was elected. I think that you know, you could hear things from the Hill about maybe we should look at this across the board. Maybe we shouldn't just kind of do a little of this and a little of that. Maybe we should have some kind of consolidated, and it's coming from both parties. You know, the degree and all that other stuff, it was even before Mr. Trump was elected. There was some agreement that the system needed to be worked on. But with Trump in the White House, my bet would be it'll be much broader than we would have thought, than I would have thought 3 weeks ago.
So that's Bill Wiley. He's an attorney and former chief counsel to the chairman of the MSPB.
Do we know where the Trump administration is headed on this? I haven't seen much sign in the smoke signals at this point.
We really don't. Again, there are just so many moving parts to this transition, and it's still relatively early. But again, I'll just emphasize this. Republican White House, Republican Congress. This Republican Congress has put out proposals in the past year. They've gotten shut down. It could change this time with a different kind of White House. And again, whether or not civil service reform would come from the president or Congress, we just don't know yet.
Interesting, too, the Postal Service has no Board of Governors either right now.
Right.
There are some nominees up there, but it doesn't seem to be a high priority for the Senate. Interesting phenomenon across the government, the disappearance of boards. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks for that report.
Thanks, Tom.